Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle, the show that shows up in August like an allergy, and it's just as hard to get rid of. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, a podcast challenge where podcasters are supposed to make a podcast a day, and you know what? I'm holding up this year. I'm keeping pace. A few evenings have gotten away from me, but not to worry, except for a technical challenge where the show didn't post quite right. We're still on schedule, and this is the 16th of August, which means it's day 16, and I go through the last few days and the next few days telling you a word or family phrase that is special to me, and I got a doozy for you today. This isn't even a word. It's a made-up word. I'm going to tell you the story of the Mamimimobile. You might have guessed that's a car. And it wasn't named by my mom, or it would have been, you know, the Goldfish or something. This is an early 70s Plymouth Valiant, and it was gold. I don't know the exact year. I was just looking for some images. It was 71 to 73, somewhere in there. It was an early 70s Plymouth Valiant, and I think it had a slant six in it. Could be wrong on that. But I know there was something weird about the engine, and I think that was it. But I may be confusing that slant six with another vehicle somewhere in our history. It started off as my grandmother's. My mom's mom had it, and she drove it for a number of years until she couldn't drive anymore. And then it passed to my mom. And we used to call my mom's mom, Mimo. She was, her real name was Martha. But the story goes that somewhere in a long time, I think before I was even born, somebody couldn't say Martha, so she said Mimo. And it was M-E-M-O, so every time we saw a notepad, we went, look, it's Mimo's notepad, even though it said memo. But it passed to my mom. It went to my sister Marilyn, who we often call Mimi. It went to my brother Vince. I think in the end it ended up with my brother Paul. This car had a lifespan longer than normal, because remember the American cars in the 70s and even the 80s just didn't hold up well. And when you're dealing with the northern climates where they put salt on the road, it eats the body to death. I had a number of cars that literally rusted out from under me. A 79 Dodge Omni that towards the end of its lifetime in 86, 87, I was getting holes in the floorboards and I felt like Fred Flintstone sometimes. Well, Paul inherited, my younger brother Paul, remember Paul? He's the chief of police in Carmel, California. Well, he had this car, I think it was his high school car. So this must have been around 83 to 86 sometime. And this car has been, well, through the war and lost is what it looked like. And it was rusty, and he was practicing in shop class with Bondo. And, well, let's just leave it at practice was a generous term. So we put this phrase together for the owners, and we couldn't get everybody in there. It just wouldn't flow off the tongue. So it was Mom's, it was Mimo's, it was Mimi's. So we call it the Mamimimobile. So you got Mom, Mimi, Mimo in there. You get the idea. Well, that car, I don't even know what happened to that car in the end. I'll have to ask Paul what the ending to this story sounds like. But it was quite the beast. I'm going to put a picture on the website if I can manage that. So if you go to chuckchat.com/freestyle, you can find that under Mamimimobile for August 16th. And I think I found one that was just as beat up, or same kind of ugly rims too. So the Valiant, and what was the other one? It wasn't the Dodge Rambler, was it? It was something else. I can't remember. Plymouth and Dodge always had like name vehicles, just like Chevy and GMC would often do that, or Ford and Lincoln. They had the same model car, but they just stuck a different label on it and maybe a few different options. And at one time, I can't remember, my brother Rico had a similar car a few years later, and I managed to back our Ford Econoline van right into his front fender. Lots of car stories. Big family. Lots of hand-me-downs, but I never thought cars would be hand-me-down. I'm going to take a page from Nutty's podcast, and I'm pairing this with a fine Orville Redenbacher's microwave popcorn with powdered cheese on it from, I think it's Hill Farms or something like that. You know what they say about the first bowl of popcorn of the night? Always the best. All right, enough of the mastication theater. Let's sign off. If you want to know more about me, you can find out at chucktomasi.com. You can find out more about the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Hope you found this mildly entertaining or interesting. If not, tune in tomorrow. There's more to come. Until then, take care, be good, and get a good night's rest. Bye.